afternoon, the crucified Christ cried out in pain, in agony. The crucified Christ cried out in pain. He cried out in agony. He cried out in his mother tongue. Many of us who are whose English is not our first language, let's put it that way, at the height of suffering, when water finds its level, you revert to your mother tongue. And some of you can relate to what I'm talking about. Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. My God, why? Why have you forsaken me? When the pain becomes unbearable, I've seen adults shouting, "Mommy, mommy." I've seen people screaming from the depths of their soul when the pain just can no longer be handled. And this was, you know, and the pain Jesus was going through was indescribable. So his cry, my God, why have you forsaken me, was not a dispassionate theological statement, but an expression of real pain coming from a sense of abandonment. Like the abandonment of a sacrificial lamb, reflecting the full meaning of Jesus' death as a ransom for us, a ransom for many. Last Sunday, I spoke about how the Jerusalem crowd refused to be quiet. Remember that? How they heaped lavish, exuberant praise and worship on Christ as he approached Jerusalem for the triumphal entry of Christ. But while Christ was praised, worshipped, and celebrated on Palm Sunday, by Good Friday, things, it was a totally different picture. The praising crowd, the crowd that was celebrating Christ, had all disappeared. On Palm Sunday, just a few days before the crucifixion, Jesus had been celebrated and worshipped as king by his disciples, by this Jerusalem crowd. On Palm Sunday, the crowd had defied the Pharisees and the Roman establishment to proclaim Jesus as Lord and King, but by Good Friday, the day of Christ's crucifixion, Jesus had been forsaken, not just by the crowd, but by his closest disciples, by his allies, by his associates, even his dear friends, watched from a distance, his family members, kept a healthy distance from Jesus for the fear of the Jews. But despite those, you know, that sense of abandonment of all the people who once loved and cared for Jesus and who once associated with him, despite the clear deniers, despite the betrayers, We never heard Jesus complain about his abandonment by his friends and his relatives. Christ's only cry was, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, my God, my God. Why have you forsaken me? None of those earthly separations and abandonment mattered much to Jesus in his deepest hour of agony. Nothing compared to the abandonment that he had from his Father. Surely bearing the burden of sin and death for humanity was weighty. Yet Christ held up well. But the pain, the agony of the Heavenly Father's abandonment was just too much, just too weighty to bear, too deep that Christ had to shout with a loud voice, my God, why have you forsaken me? My God, why have you turned your back on me? Perhaps you're here today and you feel you are in a situation where everyone is abandoned you. Deserted by close friends and even family members. Maybe you feel you've been, other people, especially those you cared for deeply in life, have turned their backs on you. And maybe with that, you can still manage because you're a strong person. And usually you don't complain. Usually you can undo all the mess that life throws at you. But maybe things are just too overwhelming now that you feel not only have people abandoned you, have left you, but you even sense that God, your Heavenly Father, has turned his back on you as well. Maybe that pain is just too much. That's like Jesus on the cross, you're asking, my God, why have you forsaken me too? And if this is your story this afternoon, please take heart. Jesus has been there. In Christ, we have a high priest who can relate to our suffering and pains. Christ, the healer of bodies, was himself bruised all over. The comforter of the bereaved was left bereft of comfort himself. The giver of life was put to death. Can you see the irony? But through all the pain and suffering, Jesus never gave up on engaging God. In those darkest hours of sorrow and utter abandonment, he still kept talking to God. Even if the nature of the talk was that of wonder and surprise and coming from a place of deep pain. Jesus lamented, my God, why have you forsaken me? Jesus did not whitewash his anguish or his pain. Instead, he articulated, the grief, the anguish he was going through with a sense of honesty. So like Jesus, may I encourage us this afternoon to face our situations not just by the force of faith, but by honesty and humility. Honestly bringing our frustration and disorientation to God in those dark hours. We could be following in the footsteps of the crucified Christ if we do that. Though Jesus felt an absolute emptiness of God's presence, yet he never failed to acknowledge the Father's participating presence in those dark moments, in those moments of confusion and disorientation. If you wake up feeling angry, feeling anger towards God, you should tell him how you feel. If you feel disappointed and let down, feel free to tell God. If you can't sense his promised unfailing presence anymore, tell him how you feel. God can handle it. He can handle far beyond the ranges of our emotions and feelings. That is what honesty in the place of prayer is all about. Let us express our feelings, our emotions, honestly before God. Jesus poured out the depth of his emotions to his Father, crying out, my God, I feel forsaken. Why have you forsaken me? Like Christ, let's honestly hold nothing back when we pray. Tell the Lord exactly what's in your heart when we come into that place of prayer, not pretending to be someone else. So if you're in a season of confusion and disorientation, don't be afraid to pray, my God, why have you forsaken me? Your lament is an honest form of prayer, and honesty in prayer is most acceptable to God. May God help us all. Amen.